Perek Beis. This Perek follows directly on from the first Perek, and the Mishnah tells us for a Kori BaTorah, if somebody was reading the Torah, and he was learning Torah, the Higiyah Zman HaMikra, and the time for saying Shema came, and he happened to be up to that part of the Torah, which contains the paragraph of Shema. The question is, can he fulfill his obligation of Shema by continuing to learn Torah just as he was until now? The answer is, it depends. Im kivein liboy. If he specifically has the intention to fulfill his obligation of Shema, then yotza, he fulfills his obligation. Vim lav. But if not, if he just continues learning as normal, as he was until then lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation of kriyas Shema. Now there's an argument among Amoraim in the Gemara about whether mitzvahs tzriches kavana or mitzvahs einon tzriches kavana. When you do a mitzvah, in order to fulfill the obligation of the mitzvah, do you need to intend to fulfill the mitzvah by what you are doing? Or is it enough just to do it without intending to do the mitzvah? So the simple way of understanding our Mishnah is that our Mishnah holds that mitzvah tzriches kavana. You do need to intend to fulfill your obligation of the mitzvah in order to do so. However, the Gemara does fit it in also with the other opinion, but for now we'll assume that our Mishnah goes with the opinion that holds mitzvah tzriches kavana, that to fulfill a mitzvah you need to intend to do so. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss when it is permitted to interrupt during Kriyas Shema and during the brachas of Kriyas Shema in order to greet somebody or in order to answer somebody. Now in general, just your friend, you obviously can't talk to them from the beginning of the brachas of Shema until the end of the brachas after Shema. In fact, even until after Shemoneh Esrei. But there are two exceptions to this. One is if there's somebody there who you need to honor. And the second exception is if there is somebody there who you fear may harm you if you don't greet them or if you don't answer them. Says the Mishnah, Baprokim, at the sections, meaning between one section and another section of the Brachos of Shema and Shema itself, and the next Mishnah will explain what exactly is considered Baprokim, but at those stages, Sholom Ha'akovid, one may greet somebody out of honor. So if your father there was there, or if your teacher was there, you can greet them in order to honor them. Umeshiv, and of course you can answer them. If they greet you, all the more so you can answer them. Uvo Emtza, but in the middle of one of the sections, then Sholom Ha'yira. You can only greet somebody if you're afraid that they'll harm you if you don't greet them. Umeshiv, and all the more so you can answer them. But in order to honor somebody, you would not be able to ask or answer them if it's just to honor them. Because you're in the middle of a section of Kriyas Shema, the Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's slightly more lenient, he brings everything one level down. But Emtza, in the middle of a section, Shol Mnei Hayira, one can greet somebody if he fears them. Umeshim Mnei Hakovod, and he can answer somebody in order to honor them. Whereas Rabbi Meir said that you can't even answer him. Baparakim, in between the sections, Shol Mnei Hakovod, one can greet somebody out of honor. That, again, is the same as Rabbi Meir. But here Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient, and he says, Umeshiv Shol Mnei Adam, you can answer anybody's greeting, even just your friend. Because since you're in between different sections, if somebody greets you, you're allowed to greet them back. You're just not allowed to go yourself in order to greet somebody else. Unless it's to honor them, or if you fear them.